Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Ricky Palooza won. Okay, Jamie wanted to know what's the name of that video of us trying to take down Lambo. Lambo destroyed us. Okay, Lambo just simply destroyed us when we tried to take out. You don't take down a Chinese buffet unless you're Ricky LaBee, and none of us are Ricky LaBee.
I tell you guys, as a guy who loves a Chinese buffet, you're not crushing them by eating the rice.
No.
You gotta go proteins, maybe drop some certainly.
Yeah, and don't go chicken either, because that's cheap.
No, you gotta hit the steaks.
Yes.
The pork, pork's probably cheap too, but you don't go chow mein and rice. That just fills you up, and they laugh at you, because they just... They just heap that stuff out there and over again.
We made money off you.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, there are some big dudes.
713-780-3776.
We brought a pretty good squad. We brought a pretty good squad to Lambeau to try to take them out. I mean, look at Raheel's on here.
Yeah. Raheel can eat now for a skinny little dude. He can eat. He can go. We should have brought Charlie Palillo, but he wasn't part of our station then.
No.
So the Texans signed Vernon Hargraves. It's official. And they cut Zach Fulton. That's official. So those two gone. Although, you know, you added Marcus Cannon. You added Justin Britt. You've added Justin McCray. So the offensive line is probably set, I would think, now, huh? Because you're only going to have eight guys on your 53-man.
Yeah.
One of them will be.
I think you're set from the standpoint of, you have to see, some of these are probably non-guaranteed. So, like Justin McCray could be gone. You have a roster spot now, but you have, with Charlie Heck, you now have, let's call it four tackles. So, we'll call Marcus Cannon a tackle.
Unless you're moving Titus down.
Yeah, but if not, I mean, we know they have four tackles. They have Justin Britt. They have McCray. They have Britt. Max Sharping. So that now makes seven. I'm trying to remember if there's another one, but I could see them drafting maybe a guard.
Charlie Heck makes guard eight center. Because of Britt.
Well, I was including Charlie in your four tackles. You know what I mean? Charlie to me is a swing tackle. So I was including him because I don't believe. I'm gonna look right here, but I do not believe that Roderick Johnson is a free agent. I'd be shocked if he's still in there. Here's a depth chart right here. So this is what you're looking at right now. I'm not sure our lads has updated theirs yet.
But, ESPN has.
But what they've got, Sharping, Tunsil, Justin Britt, let's call it McCray, Titus Howard, Charlie Heck, Cole Cabral, who is a backup center who I don't even think he'll make the team. I can't remember his name. I think it's Jalte Froholt. Came over from Arkansas. He's a guard center.
French. Can't have a Frenchie unless he's Duvernay.
Bo Benchoel, Jordan Steckler. So, yeah.
Sounds like a lot of guys.
They're just a bunch of dudes.
It's guys. 805 ESPN 97.5. Okay, you guys want to continue to talk about this? We will. This is your show. You can do whatever you want with it. Jeff is here. Wants to talk about Nick Caserio. What do you say, Jeff?
Hey, guys. One thing people aren't really thinking about is this totally takes the heat off Nick Caserio's decision. I mean, if he decides to trade Watson, whether it be now or later in the year, there's no heat on it now. If he decides to keep Watson, there's no heat on it now. He benefits the most from this, kind of oddly. I take no pride or pleasure in stating that. It's just kind of a fact. Nobody will be mad at what he does now. Two, You know, I think people forget Michael Vick killed and murdered and tortured puppies and pit bulls. So can we stop pretending that this is really going to affect Watson? Big Ben had a sexual assault issue, a legitimate one that he, I think, settled, and he's doing just fine. I mean, Michael Vick was a feel-good story, if people recall, when it's Philly and Pittsburgh. So let's stop pretending that the 1% of talent gets affected. I mean, Ray Lewis was an accessory to murder, essentially. I'm bringing all this up because I don't think this will really affect his trade value. It just might mean he gets traded 6 months from now or a year from now rather than this offseason. I'll let y'all talk.
Hmm.
Could be true.
I don't know about, well, I mean, it does take the heat off Caserio to get the best deal possible because he could just go, well, he destroyed any deal we could possibly get.
Which may be accurate.
Yeah, it may be accurate. No, that's what, well, it does. It does take a lot of heat off him, but I don't know. That's the kind of, that's what you're looking for is, well, sorry, couldn't do anything. All right. So we don't, so now your one asset that you could have possibly used in a rebuild mode, because listen, before this, and I've heard, you know, Fred has talked about this on their show. The best thing, trade Deshaun. You know, trading Deshaun will make you rebuild quicker because you get all these draft assets and it starts the process sooner. You keep Deshaun, you still don't have any draft picks and blah, 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 all this stuff. There is an argument to be made that Deshaun being traded would help the rebuilding process because of the draft picks that you would acquire. Now, if you trade Deshaun and you don't get much for him, it's going to take even longer. Nick Caserio, while he may say, well, it's all I could do, guess what? You ain't going to win. And if Nick Caserio is sitting here with a team that he can't rebuild because he doesn't have the assets to rebuild them, and you're going to suck for a longer period of time, that's on Nick Caserio's watch.
Yeah.
Sucking is on Nick Caserio's watch now.
It is. No, this is kind of a complicated deal. Just, well, once you have some closure, it'll become easy. But as it's wide open, as it's open-ended, I don't know how they approach this. I don't know if the Texans would consider, well, they can't consider draft. I mean, they can consider drafting a quarterback, but where they stand right now, there's nobody in the third or fourth round that's going to amount to anything. You know, here's something that was said in a chat room in the Twitch chat. And this is, and this ultimately is what these cases turn into. And he said, yeah, when this stuff happens, it sucks for these females, but when the red flags pop up, they need to be held somewhat responsible on their parts too. Like, why did you accept to go back to his apartment when you just met him an hour ago? What did you expect was going to happen?
Well, that's not the case in this one.
No, are they talking about
the second one? No, I heard somebody say, why are you getting flown in? Don't you know what this means? No, well, she explained it. Hey, I don't have any pro football players. If I can get Houston Texans.
No, I think the second one was flown in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
I thought the first one was talking about if I can get pro football players.
That's her too. It's the second one too. She said that too.
So they're
I don't have any connection to the Houston Texans. All of a sudden, out of the blue, I get Deshaun Watson, a Houston Texan.
Right.
I have no connection whatsoever. If I could get Deshaun Watson and I can get other teammates, man, now I'm starting my business
off. But this gets to my point, though. This is like textbook what people say, the believe all women thing, the movement.
Yeah.
It's because when your first thought is, well, wait a minute, what did you think was going to happen? Or you know what I mean? That's what people will say is textbook. This is why women don't come forward, because they're the ones who are passively aggressively blamed for you should have known better, instead of saying you shouldn't have done that to the guy. I'm not saying I'm not saying that this isn't the conversation that's had. When people are not in a public platform, they will ask questions and say things where they say, and they want to know legitimately. And I understand it. I mean, you ask a question, but at the end of the day, I think the NFL, the court system, everything wants to get to a point where you say, wait a minute, the first course of action is, guys, don't do this. Now, but this does get to another point. They're going to be asked legitimately, so you are an Instagram masseuse. You're an Instagram masseuse. Where's your license?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one? Let's start reaching out to other people. Let's see if anyone comes forward to say that you have performed acts with them that were not massage-based acts, even though you were a masseuse. Because then if they come forward, that completely discredits the story the massage therapist. So I'm just saying, I think there's a lot going on here. I wouldn't go to Instagram for anything.
Right.
Like, people who ply their wares on Instagram, like, I am this on Instagram. No thanks.
Well, that's where that gets dumb for the show. The whole thing. The whole thing is.
Well, if it's just a massage, you have massage therapists with the team. If it's a sports massage, that's what makes me and you and anybody else who knows how this works. If you really want a massage, there are the team. You can get professionals right here. You don't need to fly them in from Atlanta to work on just the deep tissue groin stuff.
No, right. There were all kinds of red flags. Absolutely. However, let's. I mean, again, we're blaming the victim here. And you're not, but you're taking the defense of Deshaun Watson, and that's what Rusty Harden is going to do. Absolutely. However, if it is innocent, if she is trying to be a massage therapist, mm-hmm. and she is going through Instagram to do it, because Instagram is a great way to get business or whatever, and she does have a chance to use to have a Houston Texan, and especially the quarterback and the famous guy, Deshaun Watson, and it will lead to more business, I don't know that it's not innocent enough. I don't know. If I'm Tony Busby, I'm saying, why does it have to be salacious? You think it's salacious doesn't mean it has to be.
And that's the point that people try to make for women. Dell, did you have something you want to add?
Yeah, the defense that what do you think was going to happen? I mean, it's got to cut to the heart of every woman who's ever
had that issue. Textbook.
Yeah. Because I was thinking about, it's a different situation. You know what happened in London with that Sarah Everhard? She was a woman who, she did everything right. Like, she was going home. All the rules that women are told, you don't do it at night. You make sure you're around people. All the things you're supposed to do to avoid some man doing something to you. She did it and still disappeared. And it appears, I think, and dead. So, that whole, what do you think is going to happen? Look, even when women do things right, the right way, I put it in quotes, because why can't they just walk around and not worry about it? Things like that happen. So I can't get with the what did you think was going to happen?
Right.
Even if they're conscious of the situation, awful things happen.
If you're Rusty, that's the way you got to go, though. That's what you got to do. 813 ESPN 97.5. If you're the Chastangs, what you're doing right now, unbelievable. Best financing and most robust warranties. It's Ford Truck Month. March is the best. This is an unbelievable time. The classic F-Series truck or work-ready Super Duty. Guys, if you're in business and you need a work truck, the Transit Vans, the Super Duties, the F-Series, guys, this is the time to go and buy. And after all of this work that you've got to add more trucks on. This is perfect. This is a perfect time for you to get to Chastang Ford. And this is the thing about Chastang Ford that the other dealers forget about it. They don't add on. And even if you can do it all from your office online, guy, I need this truck. I need to do it. I need a flatbed. I need a box van. I need a gooseneck. I do this. Can you customize my van? I'm a contractor. I need refrigeration. I need roofing. I need drywall. This is what I do. And Chastang Ford knows, because they're the number one commercial truck dealer in the city of Houston for Ford. And I'm telling you, they will get it right for you. And if they don't, they make it right every single time. You'll love dealing with the Chastangs. You'll be part of the Chastang family. You will love doing business. And you can do it all online, or you can get to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. And online, it's ChastangFord.com. You're looking for that Ford car or truck, it's Chastang Ford.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
John Paul Fowler listening now and wants to know about the value. We've been talking about it, John Paul. His value, I think it's plummeting. It's going to be very difficult for whatever team gets him. And the more and more this comes out, the next four lawsuits that come out, if it gets more and more egregious, what Deshaun's behavior was like, then it is going to be very difficult to, for the Texans to get value, any value for him, let alone the big value that they thought they were going to get. I think he's going to be a Houston Texan now. I think he's going to be, I think that's the big favorite, is that, sorry, Deshaun, and if you don't want to play, then don't play for us, but we can't trade you now because you were our asset, and you're not an asset anymore. So you've destroyed your own value in the NFL. 7037803776. Biscuit wants to get in here. Hey, Biscuit.
Hey, top of the morning to you, fellas.
What's up, Biscuit?
Hey, John. I think it could go both ways. Though, first of all, man, let's not forget that this is the women's scenario. What happened? I'm pretty sure Deshaun's gonna say, "No, I didn't. We met, but that didn't happen the way she said it happened." So. It's a lot of he say until you get some corroborating evidence or whatever. It's a lot of he say, she say. So that's not, It could go either way.
Oh, no.
But I think this is a way for the Texans, though, if they wanted to move on from Sean, to move on. This gives because now the fan base won't be upset if they trade him. You know, they could say, hey, man, this guy, different. We just decided to move on and start fresh.
Yeah, but again,
an opportunity.
Okay, you're absolutely right in both of us. Deshaun may be innocent. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, but we're seeing a pattern of behavior, Biscuit. And
that's alleged, what I'm saying. Not a good thing. We don't want a guy on our team.
Well, in the lawsuits, it's a pattern of behavior.
But it's still an alleged.
It's alleged a pattern of behavior. This isn't a criminal trial, so I don't think you need to use criminal alleged or non-alleged.
Well, I think it's.
They're alleging in their lawsuits. A pattern of behavior, and we'll see as we go forward how much more and more and more. And I think you're right on that last account too. Is there's probably a lot of the fan base is like, I'm done with them. Probably going. That's going to happen, especially with those. I mean, moralistically. I mean, now you're talking about kids, and this is going to be. This is. There's nothing good. Nothing good coming out of this thing. And Deshaun maybe, but listen. Deshaun may be innocent, and he may be found. He may not have to pay any of these women a dime, and the court may rule sorry. But the league still doesn't stop the league from saying no, Deshaun. All of this stuff, this pattern of behavior, of alleged behavior, this testimony, you've brought shame onto the league, and we are going to suspend it.
But how in the world would the Players Association? Say, hold on. How did I bring shame on the league when none of this? When if Deshaun wins this case or these cases or if all these cases are thrown out, you can't. Like you can't suspend him for something that was determined to have not happened or they couldn't sustain.
Again,
how can you do that?
There was no. Did Ezekiel Elliott get convicted?
There was a police report.
I don't care. Was he convicted?
Well, the answer is no. The league felt like there was enough evidence. I'm saying, what is your evidence here?
I have a pattern developed here.
No, you don't. Yes. You have a pattern of conversation. Where are
the
pictures?
That's the same with Ezekiel. He wasn't.
It's not. There were pictures.
He wasn't found guilty.
There was a police. John, what the NFL said was, we believe there's enough evidence to show that. Basically, what they're saying is, she recanted, right, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, right.
But they're saying is, we see enough evidence here. And, by the way, there's stuff that you don't know that I'm not even going to say here that the NFL knew that they realized. Zeke is a little bit of a loose cannon.
Well, you may find that here, too. And, Lance, don't forget, we don't have all of the lawsuits
yet. But
they're
not going to suspend.
But already, we are seeing a pattern of Deshaun behavior.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Even if just two.
If somebody came out against you and you had six people, and once again, I'm trying to be as consistent as possible and say, I don't know what happened. Because I don't know what happened. And when you file, if somebody tells their story, it's going to be, what we. I'll give you an example. What did you think happened when it first came out about did Jeff Luhnow know or not that the Astros cheated? When it first came out.
About Jeff Luhnow?
Yeah, did you think Jeff Luhnow knew the Astros cheated when it first came out?
And again, let me go back to this. It's one incident. That's a big difference, incident.
No,
so it doesn't matter. What you think about one incident is one thing, Lance. But when you start to get to six, now it's a different story.
It's only a different story. It's not a different story if it's created.
If it's created. There's corroboration, and a pattern. Now it's a different. Listen, Jeff Luhnow. Yes, we were wrong. Duke LaCrosse.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that we were wrong. We don't know. You changed your opinion after you heard his side of the story.
That's right.
what I'm telling you is, if Deshaun comes out and tells his side of the story on TV, which very well could happen, typically they don't have you talk about
stuff. No, but Rusty, you're right. But Rusty, he might
comes
do
out,
that.
You may come out and say, that's pretty compelling.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. However, when it's, there's a big difference between one incident and now a building, mounting pattern of incidents. It's still, even Deshaun's word against six claims is going to be, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be very difficult for Deshaun. Do I think that Rusty Harden can get him out of this? Probably, yeah. Yeah, I do, if you want to know the truth. Yeah, and we haven't heard Deshaun's side of the story, but it's a big difference between one incident with Luneau, one incident with Duke Lacrosse, and a pattern of incidents.
Ask yourself this. What was the punishment for Robert Kraft?
That's one incident, too. Don't forget.
It doesn't matter. That was a criminal incident. That was one where he was arrested, and there was video, and there was evidence. Right now, if nothing happens and there's no evidence other than his word, you cannot punish Deshaun Watson. You can't. You can't say this is a – if they find it to be – to not have evidence to sustain it, you can't say it's a pattern if they don't even sustain it. And Robert Kraft didn't get punishment. You think the Players Association is going to say, hold on a second, Robert Kraft gets no punishment from the league?
But there was an alleged – impropriety. Yeah. He did something, but it wasn't. But where it these was women
consensual.
Were saying
this is not consensual.
It was consensual, but this is also not a court case.
It doesn't matter.
Like
this
it's a civil
this was
case.
Not consensual behavior with the women.
You still have the burden of proof, though. It doesn't change.
There is no burden of proof with the NFL. Again, there's no burden
that
of proof with the NFL.
That was one instance you've ever seen.
Again,
that.
Lance, you have to get off that. This is not criminal. There's no burden of proof.
Well, we'll see. That's one instance. That's one instance.
This
where,
is going to be six. There's a big difference.
So that's all you have to do is throw as many
as
possible?
We'll see. Again, we'll see.
You still have to prove things.
No, you don't.
You don't have to prove things in this country?
Again, Ezekiel Elliott, you didn't have to prove anything.
No, but Ezekiel Elliott, they had patterns from college. They had patterns from pro. They had photos. They had the initial testimony, the pictures.
You have six.
And do you believe the NFL won't, if these women are open to it, you don't think the NFL will go ask these women about it?
Yes.
And if they're compelling...
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. We cannot. They've got to be not only compelling. You know what would help if there's pictures?
Pictures of what?
Of being forcibly restrained.
Well, I don't think they
like what happened with Ezekiel. Well, you keep bringing up Ezekiel Elliott. There was physical violence involved there.
Well, I don't know. In the first two,
there were photos from the cops.
Yeah, in the first two, they didn't suggest that he grabbed them and left
bruises.
Well,
let's see what happens.
They said he grabbed them and then or touched them.
If it rises to the level of physical coercion and force, now we got a different story. That's totally different because once you start dealing with that, that's different.
I don't know. I don't know that that'll be different. I don't. I think the league can do whatever. First of all, the league can do whatever it's want. And if the league, the Players Association doesn't, the Players Association is going to have a difficult time fighting this. Once the six come out, we'll see. This is all supposition. It's early on, but there certainly is now a lot of smoke building. I don't know if there's a fire. All I know that there's a lot of smoke building right now,
and we know
and none of it. Is good for Deshaun.
The NFL treats their owners different than they treat the players.
That's true. He works for the owners. He don't work for the players.
You think, based on what you know now, you think he ends up suspended for any games?
Off of the two, I mean, I don't think so, but now, two out of
six. Unless he's going to sit out for the year?
It's only two out of six.
Unless he says he's going to sit out, then it's a convenient suspension.
Again, it's way too early.
And if we're trusting.
But if I was a betting man, I'm going to say suspended.
Would you look at it different if he. See, and this is why
this is a futures bet.
This is why
I'm
Tony
suspended.
This is why Tony Busby is smart. It feels like an avalanche to you now. If he put six out there at the front and nothing else came, you just say, "Oh, well, these six could all be. This could have all been put
That's
together,
right. no,
but
absolutely.
They were out there together. He just chose to file them individually.
Oh no, Now, don't forget though, too, with the first one came out, he said, "If anybody else, please come forward." And some may have come forward after that.
Some may have come forward. What I'm saying, and once again. This is not that I don't believe that some of this stuff happened at all. I'm not saying that. I'm trying to be consistent with, I do believe that you still need to be, there still is the burden of proof to gather evidence. Even in civil claims, you still need to have some evidence. And if Tony had six people on and then said if anyone else came forward, he could have still had six. I'm just throwing a scenario. He could have had six. If he threw all six at one time, that's like holy crap.
It's a great strategy.
But if it's one...
Right. It's a great strategy. No. Right. What? You're saying Tony Busby is doing it right?
It's an avalanche.
Well, that's right. No, he's doing it right. But let's not forget, there has to be beyond a reasonable doubt in a criminal trial.
Right.
In a civil, it's 51% to 49%.
Right.
There has to be a preponderance of evidence, not a beyond a reasonable doubt.
And by the way, we've seen leagues that do things that weren't potentially in the rule book beforehand. What didn't Daniel House get suspended for the entire bubble for alleged consensual sex with someone because he broke their made up protocols?
Yes.
So the league can do what, and the league can kind of do what
they
want.
That's Daniel House.
Understood.
Yeah, right. Let's see if they can fade.
But that wasn't even
because the public. If you think the public and the players who are on ESPN and NFL Network and whatever else are not going to come out strongly if they suspend him when he is not found guilty in a civil suit, you will see an avalanche of people.
We'll see.
Look, if there's six cases now and people don't care.
We'll see.
How much are they even talking about it on ESPN?
We haven't seen all the cases yet, Lance.
No,
all
that's
I'm
true.
Saying is, I'm saying future bet. Them. Future bet, I'm saying suspended.
Okay. I'm going to say not suspended, but once again, once I hear all the stuff, we'll see.
Yeah.
Because I don't know all that.
But I'm going because you have to make, you know, it's a future bet. You don't have all, I don't have everything in. I'm going future bet, suspended or not suspended, though?
I'm not playing future bet like it's the Astros winning the division. I'm not doing that.
828 ESPN 97.5. What about some electricity, Lance, when you don't have any?
I can tell you this. If you don't have your electricity because a transformer blows out or you have, the big winter freeze or it's a hurricane or tropical storm, whatever the case may be, you lose electricity. It's a big deal here because we know that we have some nice weather from time to time, but mostly it's not awesome weather and it's humid and it's hot and you don't want to be without your electricity. And that's where these generators come in. Generator Supercenter, they've got the Generac automatic standby generator. And what these generators do for you, as soon as your power goes off, these generators come on and they will allow you to maintain your electricity. The bigger ones maintain the entire home. The smaller ones can maintain the more essential items, your freezer, your refrigerator, lights, air conditioner, whatever the case may be. But I can just tell you that when it comes to my friends over at Generator Supercenter, they can get you taken care of. And they've got low monthly payments. They've got a free estimate available. And they also have work available because they are so busy now. If you're a salesperson, a helper, a technician, they want to hear from you. Go to GeneratorSupercenter.com, get in contact with them there, and make sure your power stays connected.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:31 on ESPN 97.5. Boy, this Deshaun thing has got... And listen, there's a long way to go on this thing. There's a lot of stuff we don't know. And so certainly not taking any sides, accusing, doing any, it just is a bad, it can't get much worse for the team, for Deshaun, none of this. There is no positive whatsoever in this.
Yeah. And then
even just the accusations.
And it's I'm hearing Lance. And I'm trying to talk.
What's he saying?
He just said something I can't repeat, really. Not that it was vulgar or anything. He just said something. That's sensitive information. Yeah, it's like, it's one, you're like, okay, Deshaun issues the expected denial. And then you're like, okay, where is this going to go? Tony Busby's a clown. And at least that's the perception. And then it's like, number two, and the third's going to be worse. And I've got at least three more women. And it's like, man, at best... I don't imagine Deshaun's going to deny he's had massages. At best, we're going to find out this dude really likes massages from women who he could get a massage from.
Okay. Honestly, is that going to – that he wants sexual-based massages? Is this going to shock the world if that happens with Deshaun or any other athlete or person or whatever?
No.
These go on.
But and people won't care if it,
that's not going to kill him.
It'll certainly he'll become the butt of, and I didn't make say butt because of what was in the second complaint. He'll become.
Oh, now all butt jokes.
All the butt jokes.
My gosh.
You think the Earl Thomas brother thing was a thing?
Oh,
wait until people actually dive it. I shouldn't say dive.
Oh
it.
Boy.
Wait until people actually read the second complaint and they're like, man, this dude's a freak.
I didn't see this. I've heard y'all talk about it. I haven't seen
790 put it up, and it's a lot of oil and stuff with the backside that he allegedly wanted to happen.
And John said supposedly he's being, you know, people have said he's a bit of a showman where he tries to show things.
Well,
the great John just texted something.
Allegedly. I can't say it.
Well, he's a show-off, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Say it. Dale, you say the P word all the time.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to. I can say it, but he wouldn't say it.
Well, the kids aren't going to school now, right?
But
they're out driving around now.
And we expect a poster edit from one of our friends.
Right. The Greatest Showman?
Yeah, except Greatest will be edited out to something else.
Thanks. The show is where's.
Allegedly, you must say.
Allegedly.
Right, here's one for you, Dale. Dell, if the first thing Deshaun Watson says when he shows up and before the massage even begins that he is looking for a sexual encounter and she still proceeds with the massage, they still hold no responsibility? GTFOH, Dale.
If she says no, I will give you a massage, but I'm not going to but I'm not going to do that, and he continues to push the issue, then yes, he's at fault.
Well, at some point, Deshaun would have to say, okay. And that's okay.
Yeah, and then we look in this scenario. Yeah, what is it? If she said yes, and then she changed her mind and said no, he's still at fault. The minute she says no, why are we pretending that's not the case? She could have changed her mind in a minute. She goes, you know what? Actually, I don't want to do this. And if he continue, oh, you said yes, he's at fault.
Anytime. So what is going to be brought up is anytime there is a no, that's the line of demarcation. Once there is a no, I don't want to do this, and that's what's ultimately going to be brought up is if these women said no at any point and Deshaun continued trying to go forward. Now you got a Me Too situation. It's no different than with Harvey Weinstein, with Louis C.K., and with anybody else. Now, Weinstein, what's different is Weinstein took his power and position of power and gave jobs to people if they had sexual favors. So actually, Weinstein is way above, but the thing with the plant and all that, but it's really more like Louis C.K. Once you are exposing, and also Morgan Freeman was accused of it, although his, I don't know if his was exposure. I think his was more sexual harassment. That movement, not last year, but 2 years ago, that was a really big deal. Marilyn Manson supposedly was really, really bad.
He has the thing with him. He has a famous person accusing him, like multiple. You know, Evan Rachel Wood from Westworld.
Yeah. It will be interesting to see how the Me Too movement comes for Deshaun if they do. And once again, is it if this were theoretically one big thing that is any kind of a setup, not by the Texans, but you know, where there's a group of people who got together and said we're going to do this, if that were and that something happened but it wasn't non-consensual, if that happened, does Deshaun deserve to have that come after? This is I knew this would be just super. It's he said, she said.
No, it's he said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said.
Well, yeah, but
that's worse than he said, she said.
Well, no, what's going to be worse is if they continue to come out, but with different lawyers, and it's not related to Tony Busby, that's going to be really tough.
Yeah. Look, I don't know who tweeted you that, but I will look.
They're on Twitch.
I'm sure. If you had thoughts about what Bill Cosby did, oh, it's Bill Cosby, why would he do that? And then the pattern continued and continued and continued. And you find out, okay, Bill Cosby's a creep. Sometimes you just have to wait instead of jumping out and making a decision.
We were talking about this. Bill Cosby still claims he didn't do it.
Yeah.
And Deshaun will claim he didn't do it for, you know, we got a long way to go, boys. Let's get John in here.
This guy says, ask Dell how he works with all that armor on.
What
how
armor?
Can he white knight any harder?
I don't even know who these women are.
They're adults too, Dale. You know women do stuff too.
What does that mean? Women are sexual and they have sex. Yes, I do know that. But the first time anyone says no, shouldn't it be over?
Yeah.
I think that's simple. That's all I said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's get John in here. Hey, John.
Yeah, I'm with John and Dell on this. The NFL can and does whatever they want. Ezekiel Elliott, if you remember, Lance, the law enforcement said that they would, it's not worth pursuing eventually. They had witnesses that said the lady was lying. And the NFL's own investigator, which was a woman, said there's no use to pursue it any longer. And Goodell still suspended Zeke Elliott.
Hold on a second. They had, let's make sure that you're correct on this one, John. Ezekiel Elliott, because you had something else during our racial stuff that I don't remember we ever found corroboration with. You're saying that there were eyewitnesses. They had a private encounter. What eyewitnesses? Do you remember when Ezekiel Elliott got hit? Well, hold on. Let me throw this one at you, too. What about, was there any problem at all? You think the NFL thought there was a problem when Ezekiel Elliott reached over on a Mardi Gras float and pulled a girl's top down and exposed her breast, and she reached over and pulled it up?
I'm talking about the other instance. I'm talking about the one.
No, but I'm asking, is that a pattern of behavior?
I don't care about pattern. I'm talking about the one time.
But he pulled, hold on a second. He pulled a girl's breast, he pulled a girl's top down. John, hold on. You don't care that he reached over and pulled her top down?
You're right. What about when he was a kid? And second grade, and he did this, and he did that. Just whatever. You're right. You got it. All right. Bye.
He
got frustrated because he forgot about that.
Wasn't the initial conversation between you and John about a pattern of behavior leading to a suspension, right?
Yeah.
And the NFL kind of pointed out that Zeke Elliott had done multiple things that they couldn't look past anymore. And that is why
the league determined. Here it is. The NFL's disciplinary process does not carry the same burden of proof. The league's investigation determined that Elliott was violent towards women on three separate occasions. Keep in mind that you guys are not, and I'm not privy to other investigations on other incidents that was involved with Ezekiel Elliott. One of them we saw. You can go see it. John forgot, which is why he hung up, and he knows he got beat on this one. Is it Zeke reached over and pulled a girl's top? He pulled her breast out. He went and yanked it down. That is 100% what we're talking about here. You want to talk about non-consensual? You're on a float, she's sitting there, and he reaches over and exposes her breast? That's 100% what we're talking about with Ezekiel Elliott. And Elliott's suspension was put on hold for the first time. I've got the whole story here, what happened. The NFL spent over a year investigating domestic violence allegations raised by Elliott's former girlfriend. She filed police reports and went to the Columbus City Attorney's Office to pursue charges. He was never charged in the crime by an Ohio police department. The NFL's disciplinary process does not carry the same burden. I talked about that. Goodell appointed an arbitrator, Harold Henderson, not a female, to hear Elliott's appeal. Henderson upheld the suspension despite issues raised by Elliott's side that the NFL's lead investigator, Kia Roberts, recommended that he should not be suspended based on her interviews with Elliott's accuser. Meanwhile, the NFL Players Association was moving forward outside a league jurisdiction. Elliott's suspension was back on the second time. The NFL appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So you were right on that one, John, about Kia Roberts, and they're talking about how often it was put on hold.
I do think you're both right.
Like, Elliott dropped his appeal entirely. Yeah. So
the NFL can do what they like. But in Zeke's case, they had a pattern of him doing things.
Well, they said three physical encounters, and one of them you don't know about. I would say one of them was this incident with the girl where they did have photos, and there was an actual police report. The second one was exposing a girl's breast without her consent, just randomly, and you can find that video if you want. The third one, now, there was Ezekiel, didn't he push a guy, a security guard?
At a concert, yeah.
That was a separate deal that was not domestic violence, but that was another thing he did. But that was after he had been suspended. And then the third one that they investigated, we don't know about. We don't know about that one. So the NFL has information that we don't have. You know, the NFL has their own security team that knows a lot of stuff about a lot of people.
Yeah, and the NFL's going to investigate this for sure as now public as this thing has gotten, and with Deshaun Watson, as high profile as he is, the NFL certainly going to go and is going to certainly investigate this to the fullest extent. And we'll see. Again, futures bet. I got Deshaun being suspended. We'll see what happens.
And I got the Astros winning the division and a completely different, separate futures bet.
Futures bet. You got them.
The Astros winning the division. Yeah,
what pretty about good bet. Even money against the A's.
Yeah, and Fromber apparently is not going to have surgery.
No, right.
Remarkable healing.
Justin Verlander threw for the first time yesterday.
I'm feeling pretty good about my bet.
Yeah. How about Justin Verlander? He comes back. You don't get the insurance money. What? Oh my gosh! Jim Crane's like, really, Justin? You got to throw now? Really? You sure you want to throw? You gonna come back in August, or you're gonna come back for the playoffs? And I lose all that $35 million, whatever. Thanks, Justin, for nothing. March is here, and the madness has finally begun. It's time for you to shoot your shot, score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. Select the winners from 63 tournament games in the MyBookie bracket contest for a chance at $10,000 in cash prizes. It's only a dollar to enter. $1. Doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for a player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie.ag and use promo code BET975 to secure a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET975 to claim your first deposit bonus. College ball, NBA, NHL, no matter what the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you could turn any game into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie, promo code BET975.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How about this? This is a horrible story. Sean Bradley, did you see this? He was paralyzed in a car, in an accident, a bicycle accident. He was hit by a car, and he's paralyzed. That is awful. 7'6". My goodness, that is just, I hate to see that. Sean Bradley paralyzed in an accident. 713-780-3776, the number. We've been, Dell touched on it. No Fromber surgery. That's a good thing, which could lead to him returning at some point late this season. You have Justin Verlander throwing yesterday, which is possibly a good thing. You know what? If Justin Verlander returns for the playoffs, if Justin Verlander is back at the end of the season and you're in the playoffs, man, how's that addition? That's kind of like huge. 2017.
Huge. They haven't put any timeline on Fromber that I've seen.
No, I haven't seen any either.
But they said
originally they said if he doesn't have surgery, then there's a possibility he can come back.
I mean, we're talking about a couple months, I bet.
Yeah. Well,
we see Fromber by summer.
Or, you know, even if it's August or September, that's fine.
Well, unless you're not a playoff team.
Right.
I mean, you know.
But again, when
you still are depending on these young pitchers.
When Urquidy wins the Cy Young, then you're going to be fine. I told you this. Okay. The Astros, have you seen these stats for your Astros this spring? I mean, holy crap, is it bad? They are the worst.
You had a terrible stat that you read about Astros hitters. Why are you so anti-Astro?
No. How about this? Here's the Astros this spring. Now, a lot of it is because you're playing Freudis Nova and Alex DeGatti. Well, Abraham Toro has been up before. But Ronnie Dawson and Robel Garcia. The Astros, OPS. 29th. Batting average, 29th. On base percentage, 24th. Slugging, 29th. Home runs, 30th. Runs, 52, 29th. They've been bad. Bad offensively. Now, they broke out yesterday. Altuve homered, and they had a nice outing. But, man, You want to talk about off to a, and then who cares? It's spring. But Altuve home ring was nice yesterday. I don't like Jose Altuve with a 602 OPS, even in the spring. I don't like that. I'm not about that. So, and the pitching has been pretty good. Greinke's look good. McCullers has looked good. Urquidy, not so much. Pretty much, it's not been great. The Sire Astros have Keady? Not been great. Although, no one cares about the spring. No one cares.
Are you going Sire Keady on us?
Yeah.
But you Sire said he Keady. Hasn't been good? Well, I always care
you know
a little bit.
What he's working on is curveball, Lance.
I always care a little bit about, like, I actually do care about, I do care a lot about Altuve and also Yuli. I just do.
Yeah.
I didn't like the way it looked at the end of last year.
Well, no.
I don't want it to be bad this
well,
year.
Well, actually, at the very end, Altuve looked great. Now, he couldn't throw the ball to first, but he sure was hitting in against Tampa. So that was great. Yuli, regular season, postseason, he was bad. He was bad. And, oh, by the way, the return of Christian Wood. We got nothing for Christian Wood coming back? I mean, he looked pretty – Christian Wood is just a good player.
Christian Wood comes right out and goes, what, 8 for 12. He it's like
nine
he
rebounds.
Even, but they still got beat double digits at home. Yeah. This is some of the best news that I've
it's
seen.
It's really good. He can play and they can still get beat because everyone's like, well, Christian Wood is back. You know, the Rockets are really, really good without him. They're down by 24 at
the
half.
Got pulverized in the second quarter when Wood was out. They got beat 20 in the second quarter.
And I'll tell you,
37-17. Even with Christian Wood there, there's always a 20-point loss in a quarter that's potentially available.
Is it too early, or can we start getting excited about Kevin Porter Jr.?
No, I think we can. Yeah, well, you knew he was talented.
The talent wasn't ever in question.
But you know what? You know what sometimes, though, guys need a wake-up call and going down to the G League and maybe get your ship together?
Mm.
Get your ship together.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes a ship is a part. And you got to get it together.
So he was dry docked in the G League?
Yeah.
Hey, here's another one. Esteban, Coach Graham says this. He says, if Justin Verlander wouldn't have waited 2.5 months to have that surgery, that's true.
I think he wanted to see that he didn't need
it. How did Chandler Rome know?
Well, right. But he said Justin tried to work. He wanted to go the option of not getting it.
All right, I'm not blaming him, but it would have been nice if
you're
he did have
blaming
it.
Now.
Well, if you, it would have been nice if he would have.
All right.
Actually, if he would have actually had that surgery earlier, ta-da!
Yeah.
See you in the summer, maybe.
Yeah.
I still don't think he pitches at all this year. That's a hell of a timeline for that surgery.
He threw like it was like, wow, that was unbelievable. You saw his first pitch. He put it on Twitter or Instagram or somewhere. It was like, wow, how sweet. And then he did a Bryson DeChambeau where he went, yes, like this. After Bryson DeChambeau hits a drive. Did you guys see it at Bay Hill?
No,
when
I didn't see
when he hit the drive
that.
On Saturday and he went,
I didn't see that.
And he put both arms up in the
what
air.
What happened?
And everybody went, wow. Yes. Well, it wasn't really that because there was a smattering.
Y'all have got
there was a smattering of applause.
I swear, y'all have got to quit asking about if this is the same masseuse that Carlos Correa had.
No, it's not.
Leave Carlos Correa's masseuse alone. Was it a she? Do we know if it's she? With Correa?
Carlos says yes, it was a woman.
Do you know for sure? Did he say that?
No, he didn't say that. I don't know. 713-780-3776.
Do you think he fell off a ladder and just didn't want to be embarrassed?
Like you?
Yeah, I mean, because look
because
how,
after Lance did it?
No, because look how
oh,
look
no,
how
he
you guys,
did it before.
Look how
do you think he tripped over a curb and landed
no,
on
I
his
hurt,
rib?
I hurt my oh, wait. Actually, mine was in July. When did Korea get
oh,
the
Korea
masseuse
was way
thing?
Before yours.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Saying, well, yeah. You know what? I shouldn't have was told it? You that happened with me. I should have just said I got hit by a baseball bat by a mugger. Because look at the crap I've taken. So Carlos was actually right.
No, he's taking more crap actually, about a woman masseuse breaking his rib.
Yeah, actually, you might be right.
A mugger just hit you with a bat is what you thought we would believe?
It's a like, push.
What muggers just carry bats around?
Wait a minute, what?
I got hit with a
it's
bat.
It's true. It all happened. That happened.
Okay.
Jossie, what's his name?
Jussie?
Jussie.
Jussie Zerline?
I'm not Jussie Zerline.
Let's get Chuck in here. What do you say, Chuck?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to ask Lance, man, if would the NFL's Players Association and the league probably want to help Deshaun out with this case as far as paying Rusty Harden, just for the simple fact that it's going to draw so much negative publicity? And I'm sure Deshaun's not the only NFL player to fly in Instagram people, whether they're masseuses or just models. This he said, she said, could be really bad for the league. Just want to know your opinion.
Well, I mean, maybe, and maybe this is the underbelly of the league, you know, something that, not the league, but players in the league. Maybe this is something that's being exposed that some of us don't know about, but other people who are younger and run with that group know all about, that there's these hookups. Look, do we know about, there's hookups on social media. You don't say. There's a chance Deshaun thought this was a chance to be a hookup. I mean, it sounds like he just wanted, it's just, there's just not a good way to say it. So,
That's it.
It sounds like Deshaun just wanted there to be a conclusion to this massage. And these girls said, no, I don't want to. Or they're saying they said no now. Do you think if this is all true, if Deshaun has done this in the past, there were, I'm sure, yeses.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are plenty of yeses.
I'm sure. Yeah. We don't know. But if, when there's, again, there's a pattern, and we don't know that every, if there's six of them that are alleging this, maybe there were more that agreed to it. Who knows? But the players helping him out financially on this deal, this is Deshaun Island, bro. Hey, Deshaun, you brought this up. Just because we're all doing this, guess what? You're the one that got caught, brother.
Yeah, I don't think they want any association.
No. I don't want no. And by the way, Deshaun, your money's good. You got enough?
Yeah, that signing bonus. You'll be fine. Why am I helping you out?
Yeah, I ain't helping you out.
Yeah, there is a part. Chuck mentioned something. There is in the complaint that allegedly, because everything we have to say is alleged, that Deshaun, even after the incident where the woman wasn't happy with his actions, recommended her to other players. And they referred to him as Big D.
Big D sent me.
Look, I don't care what you are as a quarterback, how much money you've got. I am never calling you Big D.
No.
Yeah.
Big D sent me.
I don't care if your name's Deshaun. I'm not calling you Big D.
That's one of the, that's like an inside nickname, or it felt like, this is just random. This is like a guessing what a nickname would be.
That's the least believable thing in all of it for me.
That felt not believable to me either, unless that's his nickname for whatever
and
reason.
Who's, look, it may be his nickname, like the professional, like sports, the culture, guys, whatever. Look, I never thought Michael Parsons would do allegedly what he did to one of his teammates, so I don't know the culture, but I ain't calling you Big D, man. I'm not doing it. Your name's Deshaun.
It's not like she would make it up.
Yeah, so I was joking partly about it's the least believable thing, but can't imagine.
Not the least believable thing. It's the most.
What?
Why? Thing.
Why? Yeah. Why
are you calling another guy Big D?
Don't you? Yeah. Why? I don't care if his name's Deshaun.
No, I ain't calling another man Big D.
I would call him DW4 before I call him Big D.
Right.
D Dub.
Yeah.
H E B guy. There's all kinds of. You think I'm gonna let a little shoestring tickle stop me? Think again. You remember the commercial? Have you seen the AWS where they're saying, there's a 7% chance of making this pass. 12%. You think a little toe tickle's gonna stop me from it?
Where
Come
he got
on.
Kicked in the eye? Is that the one?
Well, no, it's the commercial for but like, he next got kicked in the eye
in the Raiders game. That was what they broke down.
No. When they try to stop. No, I think it's actually the Buffalo Bill game, where he gets away from it and throws a touchdown. I'll pull up the commercial. You've had to have seen it.
No, I have seen it. I thought it was the Raiders when he got kicked in the eye game.
Oh, maybe that's the game.
No, that's the play. That's the play.
That's the play they showed?
That's the one they broke down.
Is the eye kick?
Yeah, when he got kicked in the eye. I thought that was it. I'm pretty sure that's it. Anyway, what about John Clay Wolf? How about John Clay Wolf, record setter? Did you sell 1,000 cars this week, John Clay Wolf?
1,063 yesterday.
What? An extra 63? You're crazy.
If you're going to do a double backflip, you might as well do it with no hands. I wasn't even there.
So, I mean, I heard you talking about it on the show on Saturday that you were just paying retail for cars now, right?
Well, the market's just, retail's a strong word, but in some cases, the
absolutely. And like Escalades, like new body style Escalades, we're paying over sticker. And I don't like, just like the new body style Corvettes, it's just commodities. It's what's over. If you have a friend that'll sell you a new Tahoe, Yukon, the new ones, for sticker, don't try to negotiate with them. You just need to buy it, because there's a production disruption in Detroit on the new full-size GMs and General Motors stuff, Denalis, Tahoes, Suburbans, Escalades, and they can't get them. They're just out. So if you want one, grab one for sticker if it's offered. I had an Escalade I bought from a Cadillac store 2 days ago for sticker.
And you flipped it?
And I was, I mean, that car, you know, that car make me $5,000.
No kidding. Wow. Yeah. So you're getting inside info here from John Clay Wolf, who's a record setter. 1,063 cars. So tell me that you're still going to give top dollar for cars this week.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, we're absolutely on the stimulus money's coming in. A lot of our employees and friends are getting, they've already got their 1,400 or 4,000, depending on their setup. Market's coming up. We got a perfect thing. Texas masks come off. Stimulus money's coming in, some tax returns coming in, some coming out. It's the perfect storm. The car market is high, and that's why we're paying so much.
It's all at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com, and I'm just glad he said hell yeah instead of F yeah. That's John Clay Wolf, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.